Welcome back to another episode of the KKLZ Morning Show.
Hey, turn it off!
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
Hey, guys. You ready to let the dogs out?
Yes, we are ready to let the dogs out.
Okay, show me one way in which cats are better than dogs.
Dogs are mysterious.
Dogs are outstanding.
Dogs are better than wives.
Dog, 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 all day long.
What is it, National Dog Day?
Dog Day.
It's National Dog Day.
Every dog eventually has his day.
Yeah, every dog has its day.
Happy National Dog Day.
It's showtime.
Yeah, let's do it. National Dog Day today. It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show waking you up along with our executive producer, Morty. Show number 1950. It is Wednesday morning, Carla, 6:09 right now.
Yes, but in reality, all of our shows pretty much go to the dogs each day. So, hey.
Squish, how
Hi,
you
Squish.
Doing?
Yeah. How are you?
Now I got to go do something for him.
I know.
Yeah, the same. He's the same.
You got to get him something special today, Morty. Go to Starbucks and get him a puppuccino.
I've done that before.
Yes.
He don't go for it.
You know, I got a free puppuccino last week. I went and ordered an iced tea. And they said, would you like a puppuccino? I said, what? No, I don't have a dog. She said, well, somebody ordered it before you, but then they decided they didn't want it for their dog.
A puppuccino?
Yeah. It's just a little cup full of whipped cream.
Oh,
for
okay.
the dogs because they love to lick it. And so I said, yeah, I want a puppuccino. You darn right I do. Could I get a spoon? I was like, God, a little cup of fresh whipped cream, homemade. Oh, so good.
Well, if you have a dog, it's their day today.
Yes,
so
get a little puppuccino.
Make sure they have a good day. Sunshine, breezy today, high 109, 108 the high tomorrow. Only one more piece to reveal.
Yes.
In Mike and Carla's big box, we could have a winner today.
Oh, big news, man.
We reveal that in less than an hour from now. Your first chance to guess next hour. All the details coming up here in just a couple of minutes.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, Justin Bieber and his wife are in trouble.
Uh-oh.
Haley, they ignored warnings and threw a big late night house party. Tons of guests, including Kendall, Kylie Jenner. It was a violation of an L.A. County ban on gatherings with people from different households. And they threw a big whopper. They had a good time. So
Wow. They're
in trouble. But, you know, it's what does he care? What does Justin Bieber care? What do the Jenners care? What do they care?
Well, clearly they don't.
No, they don't. No. This is funny. I mean, I hope everything's okay. But Olympic gold medalist Usain Bolt tested positive for the coronavirus. He's self-isolating at home in Jamaica. Well, one network posted a picture of Kevin Hart instead of Usain Bolt.
Oh.
Kevin said, no comment, but I must have gotten really fast and tall overnight.
You hate when that happens.
Oh, man. Devo singer Mark Mothersbaugh almost died of COVID. He had it very bad during his recovery. Same thing. A TikTok star, one of his neighbors, throwing parties constantly. And his wife said, it makes me crazy. It's just inconsiderate, you know, especially when somebody basically next door is sick.
Yeah.
Good news. I don't know, but ABC, they will be announcing their new Dancing with the Stars cast. They haven't yet. Rumored names, though, include Anne Heche, Charlie Sheen, and Carol Baskin. Oh, yay.
Wow.
Tiger
That
Queen.
Should be good.
They wanted Dr. Fauci so bad, but they said they figured he was busy, which he has been. So they didn't ask
this time.
So maybe next time we will. I'd love to see him on Dancing with the Stars.
That would be funny.
Because he could give his own commentary with that voice of his. He had a polyp removed from his throat recently, too.
Oh.
So he's, good for him. But yeah, Anne Heche, Charlie Sheen.
And
Carol Baskin.
Nice.
Oh,
can't wait.
Lordy.
And no Tom Bergeron.
No, and that makes me sad.
Yeah, well,
I really, really liked him. Yeah, we'll see. That may be over soon. You never know. That is my take for now. Sponsored by D.R. Horton, America's builder and equal housing opportunity builder.
Our good friend Danny's on the phone. Danny, what's up?
He was at National Dog Day.
Yeah, you got a good dog story, Danny?
One of my cousins, he's had a dog. He gave his dog coffee and ice cream.
Yeah, there you go.
What?
Yeah.
Is that okay?
You're not really supposed to give him caffeine.
That was a long time ago. The dog's not around no more, but he drinks.
Nice.
He drinks coffee, eat ice cream, and candy bars.
Good, an uplifting animal story. That's great.
Sorry to hear that.
You're not supposed to give him caffeine. Chocolate, caffeine, yeah.
Well, clearly it's too late now.
Yeah, it's bad for your dogs.
Okay.
Don't
drink.
It's bad for your animals, period.
He never got diarrhea.
Well, that's lovely.
Well,
hey, thank you for kicking our morning off.
Danny, it doesn't matter anymore. The dog's dead.
But he got hit by a car.
It just gets better.
Uh-huh. Very uplifting for National.
Have a good day, Danny.
Oh, you too.
Wow. I thought he was going to say he has the best dog ever.
Yeah. Jeez, dude.
A puppuccino.
Yes.
Stuff like that.
No. No chocolate. No caffeine.
National Dog Day today. Let's celebrate. Eagles Hotel California.
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Wake me up.
This train is off the tracks. KKLZ.
Always a phone call away at 702-739-9636. You can text or call at that number, 637. Mike and Carla Morning Show waking you up. Big announcement.
Uh-oh.
Okay. Big announcement. Carla is okay. Carla is okay.
I'm all right. I am. I survived.
She had a little tumble yesterday.
Oops.
Unbeknownst to anybody in the studio.
I was so embarrassed. I left. It was like 11:30 probably. I had to bring in some extra clothes. I had to have some pictures taken. So I had a couple hangers and all that. So I'm leaving, gathering my stuff. Because God forbid we make two trips, you know. Had the hangers over my shoulder, had my briefcase, had my purse, had my this award that I won. I had another bag. And I came down the stairs, and just at the door, on my face, I tripped. And my
knees. You got
knees,
dinged up.
Oh, my knees all banged up. Both knees. My elbow. I was in tears. I was literally in tears. And I still did. Nobody there. Did the old get up real fast. And did, I'm okay. I'm okay.
Nobody's in the lobby with her.
I'm okay. I even looked up to see if I thought you were going to be like leaning over doing the old. Are you okay? No.
But is the award okay?
The award's okay. I thought I was going to go through the window as I was going down through the front. I really did.
Did you trip on something? What?
I don't. Air, apparently. Oh. I don't know.
But the reaction is the same. You pop up hoping nobody saw you
and
that you are okay.
Oh,
but you got dinged up on your knees and your legs and
yeah.
So you fell on the tile floor?
Yes, fell on the tile.
Nice.
I couldn't even, well, the upper half of my body made it to the carpet, but the knees hit the tile.
Oh, my God.
You got to save those.
Oh, and of course, like my purse, things spilled out of my purse. It was that
What
whole
do they
thing.
Say when you go skiing and you snow skiing and you tumble down the hill? It's a yard sale.
Yes, it's a yard sale.
It's
That's
big,
exactly
she had a big yard sale yesterday.
Oh.
How many other people have done that? And then, you know, hopefully nobody's hurt seriously, but you're doing something that's so normal, and then all of a sudden you just fall. And again, I would think the reaction's the same. You just kind of pop up
I'm okay. I'm all right. I'm okay. Nobody saw it, did they?
Do we not have cameras?
Yeah, I know. I think. Do we in the lobby?
We got to talk to Mike Rainey.
Probably bulldoze.
An email needs to be sent pronto.
Yesterday. Oh, you should. Oh, we should get it. I didn't even think about that.
Yeah.
I believe we do.
Morty, send out the email. Find the footage. Anybody else? Have you gone through this? And where did it happen?
And
only if you were okay.
Yeah. And I got to be honest, this is like the weirdest thing. I didn't even tell you. I have a little bag you've seen me bring in.
Mm-hmm.
I have a little bag. I don't know where it is.
It's on your chair. You left it.
Oh, is that where it is? Okay.
Oh,
I thought it went flying to the ceiling or something.
She's
Jeez.
Losing her balance. She's losing her mind.
I didn't pull it out.
Oh,
okay.
Boy.
Oh, God.
All right. Well,
oh, my God. Morty, you did this a couple months ago, didn't you, while you were in quarantine? Didn't you break a toe or something?
Oh, yeah. It was... Yeah. I sprained my ankle.
Yeah, that was
getting
it.
Off of my couch.
Yeah, falling off the couch. How many other people have these stupid accidents where you're just doing something you would do every day, and bam, before you know it, you're in a cast. See, you're not alone, though. You're not alone. People texting in.
Yes, they are. A lot of people. lot of people. Pat said, started to ride my bike again after years of not riding. Right there. You know, came to a corner, stopped, forgot to put my foot down, tipped over, popped right up, looked around. Nobody saw me. It's okay.
If you're just joining us, Carla fell in the lobby yesterday. You're fine. You're okay. A little banged up, but you're fine.
Up. Yeah, but
for the most part.
Yes, I am.
And it turned out to be a yard sale. Just things everywhere. Looking for footage even as we speak.
Yeah, I forgot that we have cameras in there. We can see the whole thing unfold.
And laugh together.
Oh, my Lord. Linda said, I simply got up from my chair, turned, and down I went, face first. My cat looked at me like I was nuts. Let's see here. Mike, he said, for me, it's a case of subliminally walking your steps in the house. There's 15 steps, right? You think you're actually on 14, but you're not. And boom, and you'd go down and you do a face plant.
It happens.
Yes, it does.
My wife, Jody.
Yeah.
My wife, Jody. Tell everybody what happened to you a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, I was leaving a meeting at the airport, and I was in the parking lot just walking along, and all of a sudden I just went splat like a little kid, like knees, hands, everything was scraped up.
Oh.
And same thing. My whole purse went all over, and this one woman saw me, and she was like, are you okay? I was like, popped up. I'm fine.
I meant to do that.
Because that's your first natural reaction.
I didn't trip.
Right.
Anything.
Jody, I'm telling you, it is. You're right. And we don't, it's embarrassing. So we make it, you know, that whole, no, I'm good. It's like, well, you're bleeding. No, I'm good.
And then you kind of jog around a little bit. Like,
and I don't know about you, Jody. I hurt like hell. I had ice on my knee for an hour.
My knees were all sweating and my elbows. Oh,
at least I had smooth floor.
Right,
she did it outside. Yeah.
I'm sending her to work now with a helmet and knee pads and stuff.
But let's be honest. You might want to talk about what happened to you over the weekend,
at least I fell in the water.
Yes. At least I fell in the water.
That's tomorrow on the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Oh, goodness.
All right, love you, honey.
Oh, God, girl. Bye, sister wife.
I love you.
Hey, wake up!
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show on 96.3 KKLZ.
7:08, it's Tuesday morning. Mike and Carla Morning Show waking you up. We just revealed, hold on for a second, just revealed another piece.
Yes.
The final piece of Mike and Carla's big box.
Okay.
A little bit later on this half hour, we'll start asking for caller number 9. Caller number 9 to call in and figure out what all 5 items are to win that grand prize, which is awesome.
Yes, no kidding.
Which is awesome.
No kidding.
All right, sunshine today, going to be nice. Hold on, I'm trying to do a couple of things
here. What you doing there?
At the same time. sunshine today and tomorrow. High today in the 109, 108 tomorrow. It's only about 84.
Yeah, okay.
Not bad. Be nice if it stayed like that. But
yeah, which sure would.
Okay, just a few things we think you should know.
Coming on the air to bring you essential news.
Just a few things Mike and Carla think you should know.
Here we go.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, the average household apparently goes through about 159 rolls of toilet paper a year. It's become such a big deal in our lives now.
Mm-hmm.
And 145 rolls of paper towels. That went up a little bit. Our average changed a little bit, you know, over the pandemic, apparently. They say you'll spend about it's almost $11,000 on paper towels, almost $10,000 on toilet paper. Yeah.
I don't know what it is.
I know.
I'm a paper towel fiend.
I
blow my nose with a paper towel.
Oh, careful, because that's wood there.
I understand that, but with tissue, I don't know, it makes me sneeze more. And I know people say, well, get the non-allergenic.
Yeah, yeah.
But I just, paper towel, for some reason, I use it as a napkin.
Okay.
For everything. Wiping dishes dry.
Yeah. No, I get it.
And even Jody will say, really? Seriously?
I know. I know.
Yeah. We have dish towels right there to dry the dishes.
I know. It's wet, though. I don't want a wet dish towel.
No. I don't know what it is.
Oh, man. Listen, some of the most interesting and unusual things that different states have been Googling during, you know, this pandemic. In Minnesota, boxed wine. I know. In Maine, building a chicken coop.
Mm-hmm.
Missouri, meth recipes.
Oh.
And in North Dakota, 365 days. That movie. That movie.
Seriously.
Seriously. Yeah, seriously.
Have we all seen it now?
I think we have.
Yes.
Here, yeah, we have. Yeah, we've all seen it. Yeah, we have.
And now we're waiting for the sequel.
Yes, we are waiting for the sequel.
Perfect.
Yes, I know. Hopefully soon. Here in Nevada, by the way, going vegan. That's the top, just kind of different thing. Uh-huh. Yep, going vegan.
Wow.
Yep, a lot of apparently people in Nevada want to go vegan now. Yep, and there's a new dating app. It's called 20 Dating. It was just launched. It's specifically for people looking to date someone at least 20 years older or younger than themselves.
Oh.
So it only shows those matches, too. That's all you get.
Wow.
Are the ones 20 years older, younger, whatever you're looking for.
Yeah.
So nobody else shows up. So far, over 2/3 of its members are men. So there you
Shock.
Go.
Yeah.
I know, aren't you? Yeah, I know. Oh, it was a dating app.
That was just goofing around.
Why, she's 28.
Yeah. That's so if you're looking for a girl that's your age, my age anyway, you would do like 19, 18.
Yes, exactly. Okay. Exactly. That, now it's at least. So you could go way older. You could go 30 years older or younger if you'd
If I were you, Maury, I'd go the older.
Yeah, I would too, because you might have money.
We're not that.
Listen.
The maturity level's about the same.
Well, there you go.
That's where he loses.
Yeah.
I love that you're so honest, Maury. I love it. It is Wednesday. A few things you should know. Sponsored by Sam and Ash. What's right?
We all know it's National Dog Day today.
Yes, it is.
Want to give props though to a cat.
Yeah.
On National Dog Day. If you
Kinda
if
cool.
there's a if there's a dog that can do this, then we'll give equal time. But until then, this is classic. This is a cat singing Led Zeppelin.
Right on.
Listen to this. Here we go. Like I said, if there's a dog that can do that, they get equal time. But I just thought that was
Squish,
great.
Can Squish make any no?
Yeah, when he wakes up.
If
he ever wakes up.
Yeah, I can't imagine Squish, even with this much energy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Does Squish have the radio on?
Yeah, he does.
Quit talking about me.
I know. Yeah. I know. What is that noise? Yeah.
All right, let's do it, Carla. Caller number 9.
All right.
Can you identify correctly all 5 everyday items in Mike and Carla's big box? Got to be over 21 years of age or older. Caller number 9 to win that incredible prize package. Phase 2 of the 96 Days of Summer. 702-739-9636.
96.3 KKLZ presents the 96 Days of Summer. If you can correctly identify all 5 everyday items in Mike and Carla's big box, you'll win the grand prize package courtesy of Top Golf, the Westin Lake Las Vegas Resort, and a 3-day, 2-night houseboat rental from Lake Mead Mojave Adventures. It's time.
Carla, here we go. We have Lynn on the phone. She is so excited. Lynn, you are caller number 9, so here's your big shot. All you have to do is identify all 5 everyday items correctly in Mike and Carla's big box. Go ahead.
Okay. A doorstop, a wipe, a measuring cup, an air pump, and a twist tie on a bread.
Got 4 out of 5.
Oh,
dang. Oh.
You know how many people just went,
I know. Yes.
Lynn.
Which one did I get wrong?
We can't tell you, but you're 4 out of. Listen, you can play as many times as you want. Your next chance to win in the 9 o'clock hour for everybody else. Make sure you check the big box by tapping the free KKLZ app or go to 963KKLZ.com for complete rules and details.
Are you ready for more?
Gets me going in the morning.
The best morning soundtrack.
Good morning. The Mike and Carla Morning Show is back on 96.3 KKLZ.
You know, after we revealed all the pieces, all the everyday, five everyday items in the big box, you would have thought.
Yeah.
Especially after yesterday.
Well.
But it's still up for grabs. We're talking about the grand prize, phase two, 96 days of summer. Your next chance to guess next hour.
Okay. All right.
So figure it out.
Hope we had to listen.
We had Lynn on last hour.
Yes.
4 out of 5. So make sure you go to the website, 963KKLZ.com, or tap the free KKLZ app on your smartphone. Check out the box. Like you said, Carla, go to click on the big box and then scroll down. That's where you'll see all the pieces
right.
and stuff like that.
So, right.
All right. 808, plenty of sunshine, maybe a little breezy. Off the lake, high 109, 108. tomorrow shouldn't be too bad over the weekend. Here we go, another take on some entertainment news.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
HBO Max planning a West Wing reunion special. We talked about this off the air yesterday to just promote voting in the 2020 election. Rob Lowe, Allison Janney, Martin Sheen, lots of others expected to do this online reunion. A lot of these things going on. If you're a Home Improvement fan, Tim Allen and Richard Karn are doing a new unscripted show together. It's called Assembly Required. It's on the History Channel, and they will, their builders will compete to fix or improve everyday household items. So that actually would be fun to watch.
Yeah.
That'd be fun to watch.
I was
tonight.
A big fan of that show. I thought
it was
that show
good
was
show.
Good.
I didn't like his other show because it just seemed kind of like it was
Last Man Standing.
Yes, yes. Last. It just seemed like it wasn't that different. Yes, exactly.
And it was forced.
Yes, yeah. Yes. That was, it was natural
like
on Home Improvement.
Like they were trying to be controversial.
Yes, so. I know. No, I liked Home Improvement. It was good. It was a good show about a family.
Yeah.
And that guy, mm-hmm. you know, and that dad.
Yep.
And gosh, Mike, our little comedian friend, Sebastian Maniscalco, he's selling his L.A. home for $4 million. And he and his wife, now they bought it in 2014 for $2.8 million.
Yeah.
Okay, it's L.A. Well, they're moving into Gwen Stefani's old house. They bought that house for $21 million.
Wow.
Got a tennis court, pool, got a big gym, the whole bit. So
he's doing okay?
He's doing all right. I never worked those clubs that he worked, I guess.
You never had those
Man,
gigs?
Man, I didn't. The Funny Bone never took care of me that way.
Yeah, they you're just, $750
yeah,
for your week.
How much? Yeah. Okay, gosh, I'm okay, and I'm headlining. All right, well, yeah. All right, fine. I'm trying to buy a house, you know. That's. Mm-hmm. But yeah. So
aren't we all?
Yes, I know. Whew, so Sebastian is doing okay. Hopefully we get
him.
To talk to him again soon, ask
yeah.
him about the new digs, you know, if they got everything moved in, if they had to borrow a truck
mm-hmm.
from Jerry Seinfeld or something, yeah. you know.
Down the street.
Buy him pizza, yeah, to help him move. That is my take for now, sponsored by D.R. Horton, America's builder and equal housing opportunity builder.
Morty, I bring up this story only because I know your family. This is the family business.
Mm-hmm.
20-year-old woman in Detroit who was pronounced dead woke up alive in the funeral home.
Oh, jeez.
How does that even happen? For those people that don't know, that's what Morty's family's business,
yes.
that's what their business is
yeah.
right.
in Hawaii.
Mortuaries.
They own funeral homes.
Yeah, funeral homes. Yeah, yeah.
Oof. Has that ever happened to you?
Ugh. No. No, it hasn't.
No?
But I did go into the prep room. And one night, a hand grabbed me.
Oh, what?
Yeah. And I thought it was alive. I really did. But really what happened was the hand was off the table and the finger got stuck in my belt loop of my suit.
Oh. That would freak me
out. I pooped my pants in the room.
What?
Yeah. No, I have no shame in saying that.
That's how scared you were?
Yeah. I freaked out. I ran out. And I screamed, and yeah,
like a girl scream.
Yeah, sure, sure. It scared the crap out of me.
Ma'am, yes, it did. Apparently,
literally.
And so
a little came out.
A little squirt.
Yeah. I pooped my pants.
Oh, my God. I can't. Wow.
And like I said, I have no shame saying that it happened.
Well, I think everybody has pooped their pants.
My heart flew out of my chest, and my poop came out of me.
hands up. No, never.
Seriously, you've never pooped your pants.
No, I've never pooped my pants.
Never?
No, well, I never have.
Everyone has. I believe everyone has.
No, I never have. I've peed, but I've never. No.
Not once.
No.
Maybe you thought it was a little gas, and then.
No.
And then a little.
And had to rush home or get the hand off my butt in the mortuary. No, I never have.
You gotta be kidding.
I never. Am I missing out? Because no, I never. No, I'm not pooping.
No, you're not missing out. I can tell you that much. You're not missing out.
Morty kind of wobbled home.
No, I never have. Maybe that's a guy thing. I don't know.
Oh, I don't think so.
Women who poop their pants? Hey, Jody. Maybe the wrong person to ask. I don't know.
There has to be a woman out there.
Yeah.
I mean, guys will admit it.
I'm not.
Clearly, but.
I'm not. No.
Okay. All right. 702-739-9636.
I feel like we have a challenge now.
I mean, listen. I know what's his name? Al Roker made it okay.
Right.
You know, but I never have, and now I feel
there
like
has
I'm
to be
missing
another,
something.
There has to be a woman out there that would admit.
I totally feel like
I'm just saying
that.
Maybe even a little bit.
So, where's my, hold on, bucket
Just
list.
A little squirt.
Here, let me put
like
that
Morty
in my
said,
bucket
Well, listen, somebody you think is dead and their hand grabs your belt loop.
Okay. Wow. Oh, my gosh, I never I don't.
All right, Jody said yes.
Oh, yeah, geez, see? Okay, well,
it happens
Jody wins.
To the
She's
best
so
of us,
honest.
Carla.
I would totally tell you, I never have. I totally feel like I'm missing out on something.
You probably are.
Or maybe I am. Yeah.
It's so very exciting, Carla. Challenging, and.
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Helps inspire me for the day.
The best mornings every day.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, this story has taken such a weird twist. We started talking about this 20-year-old woman in Detroit who was pronounced dead, woke up alive in a funeral home. Now, Morty's family, that's their business back in Hawaii. They own funeral homes.
Yeah.
We simply asked Morty if that ever happened to him when working in the family business back in the islands. And you had said that actually never happened, but somebody, a dead body, grabbed your belt loop.
Yeah, my belt loop.
And freaked you out so bad where you actually kind of
ran out and kind of pooped my pants. I did poop my pants.
Oh,
I did.
Oh, my goodness. So,
apparently everybody has except me.
Mike and Carlo, who's on the phone?
I'm not going to say.
Uh-oh. But.
Is this a yes?
Of course it is.
This is an affirmative. I feel so left out right now.
I would think everybody has had to have that experience.
Yeah, I swear to you, I never, ever have. I never have.
Like when you fell in the lobby, you didn't poop your pants?
No, no, no. Not even a squirt of any kind. I was just except out of my eyes.
I really am proud of you.
Where were you when this happened?
At home. It happened.
You know, I'm not, certainly not disputing it. I feel left out, though. I know sometimes things, you know, they knock at your door and you gotta open the door, but, you know.
So even when you fell a little bit,
No.
You have never been out somewhere, couldn't find the restroom?
And that's like a very, that's a thing for me. I'm very careful.
You said you're going to check out the food trucks, though.
Yeah. Oh, well, no, I've eaten at that one. Oh, the lobster one. No,
right.
No,
it could happen.
No, but these are hilarious because people are like, somebody wrote in and said, Carla, absolutely yes. Not because of being scared, but, you know, sometimes you just, you save your gas and there it is, you know. Actually, she said, oops, there it is.
Yeah.
Now, somebody else said, come on. Now, I gotta meet either, Carla, and I hope I never do. But I feel left out as well at this point.
Wow.
Somebody else said we really come up with some itty subjects.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And said, you guys got me in stitches. But the answer is yes.
Okay.
I won't describe the circumstances.
Yeah. Our good friend Carl's on the phone. What about you, Carl?
Carl's not old enough. That's when she gets to be men her 70s and 80s and takes a medication that makes you want to go to the bathroom.
Oh. Yeah.
Right now.
Oh, man.
And when it's now, it's now.
Oh.
It's got to be 15 steps from a toilet.
Sometimes that's too far.
Carl, have a good day.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. That's me now.
Uh-huh. Oh, man. All right.
Funny. That is too funny.
I appreciate everybody's honesty. Wow.
Jump
on
the bandwagon, yeah, Carl.
I might just have to hold on.
Here we go. It's Wednesday. We do have these Blu-ray DVDs to give away.
Yes.
This is a great movie. I've not seen it, but you've seen it.
Yes, it's
everybody
excellent.
Else has seen it, and they say it's very good.
It is.
The King of Staten Island.
Mm-hmm.
So being Wednesday, it's another segment of Kazuki Oki Wednesday. An oldie but a goodie.
It sure is, and it's fitting for, well, not this theme, but,
right.
Or maybe it is.
National Dog Day today. So,
yes.
If you can identify that song by title, ninth caller 702-739-9636, you are a winner. Good luck. Giving you a chance to win the Blu-ray DVD copy of The King of Staten Island with another segment of Kazuki Oki Wednesday. Can you identify that song by title? We're playing on our kazoos.
How much is that doggy in the window?
Yes,
that's
of course.
It. Good job, Ann.
Yeah.
On National Dog Day.
That's
you're right. You got the Blu-ray DVD edition of The King of Staten Island.
Sounds and great. A Papa John's medium pizza.
How about that?
Even better.
Thank you to our friend, Vegas film critic Jeff Howard, for the movie. And it's all from the Keller Cooling and Heating Prize Closet. So hang on the line. We'll tell you how to pick everything up. And thank you, Ann, for listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Always.
It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
Here's some of the other news we think you should be aware of. Sponsored by 1 Hour Air Conditioning and Heating. Give them a call today. 855-1-HOUR. That's 855-1-HOUR. Well, this is never good when an estranged married couple in a state get into an argument.
Oh.
The woman wanted to argue, but the guy turned away and ignored her, which is normally what you would... I don't want to fight.
I don't want to do this. Yeah.
Well, you got to be careful with this woman because she stabbed him in the back.
Oh, see, literally.
Okay.
Twice.
All right. Oh, geez.
He's going to be okay. He's taken to the hospital, but she was arrested for assault.
Did he poop?
I don't know.
Did she poop?
Yeah, really.
We've moved on.
Okay.
I do this story for you, Carla. Carl's Jr. has teamed up with a winery. Now, check this out, to sell boxes that pair their steakhouse burgers with red wines.
Oh, I like that.
Do you?
I like that.
So you get the steak burger.
Yeah, there's some great burgers and wines that you can pair together. A good burger with wine, yeah.
And that seems to be the trend at fancy restaurants now, is that gourmet burger with a certain wine.
Yeah, they can call it a Carl's. What, don't they have like the $8 burger or something like that? Maybe it's gone up now. I don't know. Yeah.
But both the burger and the wine come in a box.
Okay. That sounds really good for breakfast. I don't even care.
Is it boxed wine in a box?
Well,
that's what I said. They both come in a box, so with a straw. And
I don't generally
it's
do
double boxed
the juice box wine, but whatever.
Listen, if you could just walk out of here in one piece, more than I would be happy.
Right?
Don't get too excited.
Well, listen, I felt bad when I read this story because I understand a little kid, 6-year-old in Texas, homeschooling, of course. You know, kids pay such close attention to school. Well, he got his head stuck in the back of his chair. His sister, who was watching him, had to call 911. First responders were able to get him out in a few minutes. They had to cut him out of it, though. She left him, the sister, in charge for like 10 minutes. Mom ran out. She said, I didn't imagine this would happen. But I guess boys will be boys. They do crazy things. And she said, but it is safe to say he'd rather have his head stuck in a chair than do homeschooling.
The attention span is like this.
Oh, exactly.
Short.
At six? Yeah. Yes, exactly.
Are you kidding?
And a man in Australia stripped naked in a do-it-yourself car wash. His friend soaped him up, you know, sprayed him with the soap, then rinsed him off. And it was all caught on camera.
Perfect.
Owner of the car wash posted it. He said, you know what? The response has been great. My new car wash is just thriving. It is fairly new. The showerer is fine. He wasn't very happy about the video being posted.
So that's that
media.
That video we can find.
Right.
The Carla falling, we can't find.
They'll find it. They'll find it. I think it was a bad timeline. Yeah, we all want to see that, don't we? Yeah, she didn't put her pants, but she fell on her face. That was great. It was just a great day. Oh, it is Wednesday. Your other news.
Here we go. Looking for caller number 9. Can you identify correctly all 5 everyday items in Mike and Carla's big box and win that grand prize? Phase 2, 96 days of summer, 9th caller. Good luck.
96.3 KKLZ presents the 96 Days of Summer. If you can correctly identify all 5 everyday items in Mike and Carla's big box, you'll win the grand prize package courtesy of Top Golf, the Westin Lake Las Vegas Resort, and a 3-day, 2-night houseboat rental from Lake Mead Mojave Adventures. It's time.
Shannon, how are you?
I'm great.
Are you ready to do this?
I'm ready.
All right, Shannon, we need you to identify all 5 everyday items in Mike and Carla's big box to win that big prize. Go ahead. What do you think?
I think it's a bike pump, measuring cup, spring doorstop, cotton ball, twist tie.
Nailed it!
You got 5 out of 5, and you win the grand prize package.
Woo-hoo!
You're going to have some fun with your friends at Top Golf with a $200 tab. Enjoy some time out at the Westin Lake Las Vegas Resort. And I love this, a 3-day, 2-night houseboat vacation rental on beautiful Lake Mead, courtesy of Lake Mead Mojave Adventures.
Oh, my goodness.
Who are you going to be sharing all this with?
My husband, Robbie.
That's awesome.
Shannon, congratulations from all of us here at KKLZ. Thank you for listening and playing along, and enjoy your grand prize package.
You guys are awesome. Thank you, KKLZ. Woo-hoo!
Makes me feel good.
Good people makes me feel good.
It's Mike and Carla's feel-good story that we like to call...
Something good.
If that wasn't good news enough, we do it at the end of every show to kick your morning off in a positive note. Well, just a sweet story out of Stillwater, New York. A 3-year-old has been, just kind of helping out throughout this whole thing with the frontline workers, making 1,000 chocolate chip cookies over the past few months. 3 years old, by the way.
Really?
3 years old. 3 years old. Yes, little Mia. She's been helping out, and she's been making cookies for people who might need them since she was 18 months old. Yeah.
No.
Yes. She and her mother, she's always loved helping her mom make cookies, and she just kind of slipped in. Yep. She and her mom are just popping these out to hospital staffers, supermarket employees, veterinarians, firefighters, police officers. She does a little box of cookies, and each box contains a handwritten thank you card from Mia herself. 3 years old, Stillwater, New York. That's adorable. It's adorable.
That's a great story.
Oh, my gosh. I love that.
You know what? Start them early.
Oh, no. Yes.
Start them early on that feel-good path.
Yes.
They'll turn out to be great people.
It's up to her generation, her and Ethan. She and Ethan are going to take over, man.
Let's hope so.
Yes.
All right. If you have a feel-good story, we want to hear about it. Submit it through the Mike and Carla Morning Show page. Or better yet, just tell us your local story. Dial us up, 702-739-9636. When we're on the air, we'd love to hear your story. Get ready to kick off the 96-minute morning music marathon. Wendy Rush going to come in, keep you company. And, of course, recapping the show, National Dog Day today.
Yes, it is.
So we celebrated with some dog stories and everything else. Carla falling down.
Can we really?
You know what? Do you really want to release this video now that we've all seen it? It's nasty.
Yeah.
It is.
It's pretty nasty. All right. I'll. Yeah.
Okay.
Let me think.
Think about it.
Yes, I will. And I mean, if I do, I'll do it.
And thank God you're okay.
You saw the video.
Right. And then we talked about pooping your pants.
Well, and then there's that. Yeah. So
it, which you have never done.
And there's no video of
no.
No. See? I did not.
I think we about covered everything there is to cover this morning. So hopefully you enjoyed the show. Do have a great day, as we say. Be careful. Be kind. And you know what? Be safe. And congratulations to Shannon.
Yes. Absolutely. Good job, girl.
Finally.
Man.
If you missed what all five items were in the box, here they are one more time.
I think it's a bike pump, measuring cup, spring doorstop, cotton ball, Swiss tie.
Cotton ball.
There you go. That was the tough one.
Congratulations once again to Shannon. So, you have a great day. We're back tomorrow morning.
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
The greatest way to start my day.
Set the tone for the day.
If you missed the show today, catch up now. Download the Mike and Carla Morning Show podcast, as well as showbiz news, interviews, and more at 96.3kklz.com or on the KKLZ app on iTunes or Google Play stores. The fun returns tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. on 96.3kklz.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.